Iraqi Foreign Minister Hoshyar Zebari spoke without notes to members of the private group. He described his country in upbeat terms, saying that although corruption and mismanagement remain endemic, the country is on the right path toward a stable democracy.
Iraqi leaders came together through our own initiative to form a broad national unity government. Still, it's not complete, but it's established. Iraq has its structure, it has its constitution, it has its way of resolving its own difficulties or internal problems. There may be delays, it's not easy, it's not tidy, but really when we compare ourselves to our neighborhood, we are in a stronger position.
Zebari says that although U.S. troops are to leave Iraq at the end of the year, he believes there is a continuing need for U.S. military training. He cites recent incursions by Iran and Turkey into Iraq's territory, including airstrikes by Turkey in attacks against Kurdish militants. He says he is concerned that the Iran-Turkey actions may indicate an attempt to assert more power in the region once U.S. troops withdraw.
That is another reason that the Iraqi government needs this continued support, at least to be able to deter this regional interventions.
Some observers contend that Iraq will be in danger of falling apart once American troops leave. Zebari says he disagrees, saying that Iraqis are committed to resisting sectarian conflict. He adds that he believes that Iraq's example led to the popular democratic uprisings in the Arab world and helped end what he called a taboo against asking for international help.
Now look at Libya, for instance. They have publicly, openly welcomed the NATO, American support to save lives. In fact, not only there has been air attacks on Tripoli or in other places, no, I can tell you there has been special forces, European forces fighting on the ground to defeat Gaddafi.
Zebari says he thinks the democracy movement will inevitably succeed in Syria too, although he says the repressive government of Bashar al-Assad remains very strong. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News, New York.